Dear friend, welcome to the May 2011's edition of I Heard a Word. I hope you are keeping well and experiencing the goodness of the Lord in your life. I heard a word that I would love to share with you. Stay and sow. That's the word, stay and sow. I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 26 from verse 1. Now a severe famine struck the land, as had happened before in Abraham's time. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Abimelech, king of the Philistines, lived. The Lord appeared to him there and said, "Do not go to Egypt. Do not go to Egypt. Do as I say. Stay here in this land. If you do, I will be with you and bless you. I will give all this land to you and your descendants, just as I solemnly promised to Abraham your father." Verse 12. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold, because the Lord blessed him. Because the Lord blessed him. Praise God. This passage opens up by introducing us to the situation Isaac was in. There was a famine in the land where he dwelt. This was no ordinary famine, as the Bible takes time to relate it to a previous occurrence and even elaborate on its degree. It was a severe famine. Famine, we know, is a serious lack of food that continues for a long period of time and causes many people in a country to become ill or die. The moment food is in surplus supply, the famine is over. But how can we go from having nothing to plenty? Do not go to Egypt. Do as I say and stay. That's what God told Isaac. You see, the famine during Abraham's time, which is recorded in Genesis chapter 12 verse 10, drove him from Canaan to Egypt. From Canaan to Egypt. From Canaan to Egypt. Now there is a famine in Gerar, a Philistine town, and Isaac wants to move to Egypt, something most of us wouldn't think twice before doing. And then we wonder why we don't get the results those people got, even by precisely applying their formula. It was okay for Abraham and Jacob to move to Egypt during famine, but for Isaac, it wasn't. He was told to stay. He was told to stay. He was told to stay. To stay means to remain in a particular place, a particular situation or state, a particular level. It means to wait, to continue, to keep on. Someone might say, "I don't think God understands my plight. The fams have been cleared out. There is nothing left. Heaven is as iron and the earth is as brass. It's not wise for me to stay here and die when I can survive somewhere else." Well, friend, let me remind you that he's the same God that caused water to spring up from a desert ground for Hagar, water from the rock for Israel, manna from heaven. Can this same God not make the land where he has told you to remain at conducive to cultivate? Can he not? Selah. If you don't stay, your other alternative would be to go, which speaks about leaving, going away, taking off, quitting. The sad thing is, there are many people today who are more willing to quit than wait. Really sad it is. The word of the Lord to Isaac was, stay, stay. But then he took the initiative to sow, to make a deposit, to plant seed in the ground. This is one of the biggest challenges in the body of Christ today, faith without works. Believing and doing nothing about the things we believe in. I heard a word. God told me. Friend, I believe you. God has done it before and can give you houses you did not build, lands of the nations, cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you didn't plant. After all, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. There is a place for this. However, we must not be lazy. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. In Isaiah, God said, "Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy, they will eat the fruit of their own labor." To the Israelites, he said, "I will give you land flowing with milk and honey, the land of the Canaanites, Perizzites, Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites." But you see, they still had to fight to drive those people out of the lands. God said he will bless the works of your hands. But if you're not working with your hands, what is there for him to bless? Think on these things. Even in the midst of your famine, there is something you can do. There is a seed you can sow. A seed, though small, when planted, can grow into a new plant of the same type. The key word here is grow. Your seed has the potential to grow. It can develop, it can increase. And it's this increase, this abundance that will bring an end to the famine in your life. There is a whole lot more that I'd like to share with you today, but I'll stop here and continue some other time, God willing. But until then, stay and sow. God bless you.